You're listening to Inside Agriculture. The USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey now has the outlook for our weather forecast for the first week of April.
What we see happening later this week, that being cold air settling across the west, warmth building across the south and east, looks like it will last. So we are expecting below normal temperatures from April 7th through the 13th across Montana and much of the far west, while the vast majority of the central and eastern United States should be on the warm side. That warmth expected to be most dramatic across the south, nothing different than what we've seen in recent weeks. Meanwhile, precipitation from April 7th through the 13th, the vast majority of the country expecting near or above normal precipitation. In fact, only the southern half of Florida's peninsula is expected to be drier than normal.
For the second straight year, the National Pork Producers Council has canceled the World Pork Expo, canceled last year to avoid the spread of African swine fever. This year's event is one of many interrupted by the global pandemic COVID-19. The NPPC announced the cancellation early this week due to COVID-19 human health concerns. National Pork Producers Council President Howard Roth says while disappointing, canceling the event allows producers and others across the country to focus on the essential role that we play in the nation's food supply system at a critical time. Last week, the U.S. State Department announced a commitment to processing H-2A applications to ensure an agriculture workforce by expanding the interview waiver. AFBF Congressional Relations Director Allison Crittenden says this change expands the pool of available workers.
Typically, folks coming through the H-2A program would have to go into the consulate for an interview. These workers don't have to take that step in order to help the consulate maintain their efforts to have social distancing. They've expanded this now to new workers as well as returning workers whose visas have expired within the last 48 months.
Agriculture is designated as a critical industry during the pandemic. Crittenden says the changes ensure a workforce for the nation's food supply.
This is important for agriculture because it ensures that farmers and ranchers will have access to that critically important workforce. We are at a time when planting is getting started. Some regions of the country are already harvesting, and this means that we will have access to our H-2A workforce, pretty similar to how we would in a normal year.
Crittenden says farmers are focused on keeping their workforce healthy during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Farmers are ensuring that workers know about all the CDC guidelines. They are providing extra sanitary equipment, taking steps to rearrange housing when possible for social distancing.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thanks for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.